All right, it is 1 o'clock. We'll call the meeting to order. Has everyone had a look at their agenda? Do we have any additions or deletions?
I have to add new business 6, Association of Manitoba Municipalities re-proposed resolution on leased farmland not being debated.
New business?
That's it.
Oh, right, Gary, you got it on there already. Okay, can we, anything else? Can we have a mover, please?
Stewart.
Seconder? All in favor?
Aye.
Carried. Adoption of the agenda. We just did that. Confirmation of minutes. Everybody have a chance to read the minutes? Can we have a mover?
Stewart.
Seconder?
Stewart.
All in favor?
Aye.
Payment of accounts. Can we have a mover for that one, please?
McDougal.
Seconder?
Stewart.
All in favor?
Aye.
And this one is...
Yeah.
Oh.
Can we get a mover and a seconder for the two paychecks, please?
Stewart.
Stewart.
All in favor?
Aye.
Carried.
Can we have a mover for this one, please?
Okay.
Seconder?
McDougal.
All in favor?
Aye.
Carried. Any more of those?
Three accounts, that was it.
That's it, okay. Reports of committees, the Whitewell Parent Advisory Council, read minutes of May 6, 2025. Whitewell Reynolds North Whiteshell Waste Management Facility, REA Manager's Report dated June 4th, and 2025 Public Conduct Policy. Verbal reports of committees. Deputy Reeve?
No.
Councilor McDougal?
Had a waste management meeting, and everything is in the, pretty much in the manager's report, sums it up, what we provided there.
Okay, Councilor Stead?
We had the library fundraiser this weekend. Went very well. Just want to thank everybody who came out and donated towards it. But it was a good event. Raised some money for the library, and it's all done for the year.
Did I win anything?
I can't disclose that to you right now.
All right, good, thanks. And I didn't have anything either. We've got meetings coming up, so.
We had a public works meeting as well, I guess, eh? That was before our council meeting.
Oh.
That was last Monday, and just gravel hall was a topic of discussion. Things were going to be good.
I just received a gravel hall update today that I can share with everybody. And that was... portion of Waterline Road from Brig Rock Road up to the Llama Farm. It was requested by Public Works that extra gravel be placed on Waterline Road, so the supervisor has confirmed that that task has been completed.
On that note, I would like to say we had two ratepayers in the Seven Sisters area that approached me this weekend and said they were very happy with the amount of gravel that was put on the roads for these particular people.
Yeah, so this rain will delay it a bit and everything, but I'm going to say probably we're almost 80% finished of the north end and everything like that, and the south end should be starting shortly.
Monday.
Okay, good.
And that's on the gravel hall.
And and we accepted a tender for the finishing the road through where the woods were in the commercial subdivision in Seven Sisters. All those stumps that we didn't know how would be dealt with. We had three tenders, I believe, and that was actually going to be quite a nice ending there.
Correct.
Good. We will bypass the public hearing as it's for 1:30. We will go to communications number one. Roy Moyer, request to utilize the old fire hall for future personal event. Any objections to that?
As long as the building's there, I guess, at the time.
I think it'll have to be worded that who knows when that day is going to come.
Yes.
Is the building still going to be there?
If it's there and available, if the...
That's ordered somehow, yeah. The building is still there and it's available, or...
We're in favor of it, this group. 30 years of service.
Yeah. We will be sure that that goes back out to them accordingly. Thank you very much for your direction.
Okay. Number two, Broken Head River Planning District. We have public notice, public hearing notice for everyone. Number three, White Mountain Emergency Response Team, three members called to assist with Manitoba evacuee registration. Alternative Municipal Emergency Coordinator is on call during this period, so that would be Glenn.
Yeah. Correct.
Number four, White Mountain Recreation Association request to hold beer gardens for their sports day on October 2nd, 2025.
August 2nd.
What did I say?
October.
August 2nd.
Oktoberfest.
Eh?
Oktoberfest.
Oktoberfest, maybe. Any, we're fine with that?
Yep.
It's right up there. Can we have a mover for that?
I'll move it.
Seconder?
Good go.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Number five, White Mouth Reynolds North Whiteshell Waste Management Facility. Request for municipal water connection, fire suppression, and employee health and safety. So I guess this is a request that we, you know,
they're looking
obvious, sorry.
They were just going to say they were looking for estimated total costs and that type of thing. If you want, we could certainly look into that and get the information back to them if you like.
Well, that's what I was just going to say. Obviously, we need to find out what all the costs are, and it's also a three-way agreement with the facility, so we have to figure out where what gets paid, who pays, and all this kind of stuff. So can we get admin to check all that stuff out?
We're happy to.
Unless somebody says no right off the bat. And it's not budgeted right at this time, so we'd have to see and work it into.
Sorry, are you done, Matt?
Yeah.
Just, going back to C1 with the Moyer thing, one of his questions was, would like to know if there would be a cost for the use, I'm proposing that we have no cost.
Actually, I'm so sorry I assumed that, but I thank you very much for clarifying.
I do, but for clarification,
at no cost.
It's worded in their request.
It'd be good for him to know that.
Yeah, perfect.
I fully agree.
Thank you. We will ensure that's done as well.
Thank you. Okay. Unfinished business. Number one, Lagoon. Approved Environmental Act license, so that's going to be tabled for now, right?
Yes.
Waterline South of Alma. Responses received. Tabled.
Because we just received from the Arm of Reynolds that they're looking into it further, so I'm waiting for their information back.
Well, they at first had said that it just wasn't going to go, but they're actually taking it back to a council meeting.
Correct.
To discuss it. Okay, good. Number three, zoning bylaw, draft bylaw tabled. This is the one, Lacey, we're going to put these all together, right?
The zoning ones?
Yes, and then do them one shot, even if we... I'm only asking, even if we spent a day doing it and then we have a hearing on it and then it's done?
Yeah.
And take out all the little ones we want to tweak?
Or
whatever we want to tweak, I don't know what.
If so long as that's what everybody decides, we'll do one public hearing for the amendment.
Okay, good, thank you. Now, number four, Joe Presta. Okay, Chair and Savinkoff request to use municipal land adjacent to the properties. Documents being prepared by councils, for council's consideration. Oh, you're working on that right
we
now.
We are. We've got a few drafts that we're looking at from others. We're not reinventing the wheel.
Okay. Number five, Tamarack Road, update from the Euro Municipality of Reynolds. So they're checking with the property owner or owners. I don't know how many there are in that road.
And they will be changing the name of their Tamarack Road.
Okay. Number six, fire department rates, review bylaw number 77225. That's kind of information now, isn't it?
It's just regarding fire marks, so we just do, now you gave me the direction, so I did the bylaw accordingly, so
okay.
I can do first and second reading should council see fit.
Okay. Number seven.
Oh, first reading.
Oh, here we go. Can we have a mover for that, please?
Okay.
Seconder.
Stark.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Again, can we have a mover, please?
Stood.
Seconder?
Stood.
All in favor?
Aye.
Carried. Number seven, handy van policy. That was the amendment we made from...
Correct. I did the resolution accordingly, should council see fit.
So can we have a mover?
Just
want
to read the resolution. Sure. Yeah. And program and service policy procedure H1 must be updated to increase rates to be determined by resolution of council. Now, therefore, be it resolved that the rates be removed from this policy to be determined by resolution of council, with the only present rate being changed for each hour for driver wait time be increased to $21 an hour. And I think that was from 20, is that correct? So, a mover?
Stood.
Second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Carried then. Oh, Duncan?
No, sorry. I mean, I follow that, and I recall from the last meeting, I'm just the 8-1 in the agenda package here where it's changed.
Sorry?
Unless this is in the agenda package, 8-1.
That's right. I corrected it so that it just says as per, so that we see exactly the way that is how, if this goes through, that's the way we'll do it in the policy for you. We don't need those pieces now.
We were discussing what the driver wait time was going to be.
Right, but the other ones were not increased at all, so they stayed the same.
So in this, we're not changing anything here in 8-1.
We're changing that you will, now council will have the authority to change these amounts by resolution rather than going directly to the policy. The policy stays, and now you will be able to do the, by resolution of council, to do the rate for the handy van.
From 20 to 21, right?
Correct.
So why is, sorry, I'm missing something. 8-1, medical appointments, we've got rates here that
and
we're
crossing
keeping
all
out.
That. No, what I was doing was I'm not changing those. Those are staying the same. I'm only changing the driver's one. I could have tried to make it more clear for you. I didn't.
I don't know. It's crossed out. So
yeah,
to me,
but no,
it means
it's definitely
removing it.
Every single rate is still in there. We're only changing the one by 20 up to $21, and now we're saying all the rates in that handy van bylaw can be changed by resolution of council.
Gotcha. Yeah. Sorry. Thank you. I'm in favor.
Gary. Then, what time is it? Oh no, they're probably coming in. We'll go to new business. Custodian janitor tenders, that's still tabled.
That's
not coming up yet. Number two, sidewalk tenders. What do we have on that?
Okay, with that, you only received one, and I can't slice it for you because they sent it by fax. You only received one from your local contractor, Rally, and it is in the amount of $51,060 for the sidewalk tender. Here we go. So the tenders went out, and only one tender was received back. You may want to send it down, and I'll send it down just so they see.
Rally Construction.
One tender, and I know nothing about what prices are in this. Would it be fair? I mean, we've got a price of $48.60 per linear foot. Would it be fair or prudent just to ask if that's a good price somewhere?
What was the price?
I'd be up to you.
What were the prices last
I just,
year?
I mean,
same, pretty similar.
Phone a contractor somewhere and ask if $48.60 is.
If council wants it tabled for more information, we're happy to do that.
Do we have a last year tender?
Yeah.
We could refer to?
Mm-hmm. Sure. Yeah.
Well, we can refer to, I mean, we've had quite different tenders from different contractors when we had multiple ones. And I'm not saying that this isn't fair. I just think because there's only one, it would be prudent to inquire if
well,
the
we
price
have contracts
is.
From our tenders or contracts from last year we can look at. But that wouldn't be.
I think Rally did last year's.
Nope. They put in, but I don't believe they were the successful ones last year.
They were by the daycare.
Oh, okay. But no, because we had, what I'm speaking to is the big amount. I believe that was done by a different contractor.
That was a couple years ago.
Oh, was it two? I'm so sorry. Okay. Good.
From
but so if council wants this tabled for more information, we're very happy.
I just want to be prudent that it's all, if
direction of council?
What do you guys want?
It's up to you guys. My suggestion is somebody phone around and make sure that's a competitive price. Sorry.
Doesn't matter to us.
Well, so if you phone around and you find different prices, what can we do?
If the price is half of this, then I say we've got a dilemma.
Well
I think I got last year's contracts. We can just look at those and see how close it is.
But if last year we didn't check around, maybe it's we bought a columbarium for $50,000 and then we bought one for $30,000 less.
Yeah.
I just think it's prudent. I'm not saying he's, maybe, you know, the price could be right, excellent. Maybe we're getting a deal and a guy should be jumping all over it. But I think in this position, the right thing to do is inquire. It's a few calls.
Yeah.
I don't mean to burden admin with any more work.
No, we're
but
happy
if it were on my desk
want.
In my house, I would take the 20 minutes, I'd find a few contractors, I'd be on the phone and I'd see if this is good and I'd leave with a smile if it was a great rate.
And how long do we, after they just make the few phone calls, how long do we wait to?
I'd bring it back to the next council meeting.
So it's 2 weeks.
And he typically doesn't start until fall. I don't know what we'll put. Here, work would be completed before cold weather, so it's not like we're under time crunch with his tender, the way it's worded.
Doesn't hurt to wait.
We'll table what? This then. Is that okay, Mr.
Yeah.
Wolf, if we
yeah.
table it?
Okay. Green Team hiring. Oh, not.
We have a resolution there, if should council see fit.
Okay, so you guys figured it out, you made your hires, so go get a mover.
Stead.
Seconder.
Honky.
All in favor?
Aye.
The number four, development permit inquiry. And I think that's the one that we're gonna work on this.
That was mine, and Lacey gave me some new information this morning, and I would just like to lump it into the zoning bylaw that we do. But can we do that sooner than later? Like, this is summer building stuff that's sitting waiting for this building zoning bylaw.
The development procedure that we were looking at with the zoning, it's just very, it is a very intense period. It's not something very quick. We want to make sure we're doing it properly. We'll do it as quickly as we can. And we have many tasks.
Until
we'll make sure that this moves up further.
Until step one is started, we're not doing anything. So if we could get
step one has started.
Okay,
we've already started on some of the changes that we feel.
We had a meeting. We've all gone over it, and it was a number of months ago.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm just proposing maybe we can.
But I think there's ways that to make it clearer to these people that are applying, putting them in different areas, right?
Mm-hmm.
That, in the building permit section or something, right? That,
yeah.
I think Lacey does that when they come in.
And
yeah.
And Mr. Councilor McDougall, we are doing the best we can, but we have to remember that we have a staff that now we have holidays coming and stuff. We're doing the best we can with the resources we have.
Okay.
I think should we not be at the point where it comes to council, where it's a council thing?
When we have it ready for you, it'll come to council.
Okay. Sorry if you don't ask. I mean, this was months. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Seemed to me it was months ago that we went over that stuff.
Yeah. But then we've also been working diligently on budget, on different things. So now we're on the borrowing bylaw. We're all on different tasks.
Oh, fair enough. Thank you.
Okay. Number five. Bursary. That's the one for the school?
It is. You generally have one for college and one for university, and this year you've only had one application come forth, and that was for your university one.
Oh, okay. So we don't.
Sorry, I guess I always go back because I think a little longer. What would be a reasonable amount of time? I know you're busy. But when we look at our calendars and stuff, when could we expect that bylaw thing to come back to us?
We're looking at it for August.
August, early August, end of August?
Hopefully we could have it to you for the first meeting in August.
Thank
but like
you.
I say, that's just what
Thank
we're
you.
Working on.
First
that's
meeting.
What we have in our calendar.
Thank you.
You can come into
Oh, okay. I wasn't sure if I was interrupting.
So we don't have any for the school then?
You just have for this one, for the university
okay.
applicant.
Okay, can we have a mover for that, please? Seconder.
McDougall.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Carried. Okay.
New business number six.
Number six.
Just add it.
Okay, yeah. Association of Manitoba Municipalities proposed resolution on leased farmland not being debated. So they're just telling us they're not going to debate, they're taking that one off?
Exactly, but I just wanted to make sure council knew before they went to their meeting tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
And I also put your agendas for that on your desks.
Good, thank you.
How come they're taking that off? I didn't have a chance to read this when I came in.
Because they have no control over lease lands. That's a government. So it states on the new business, the added item there,
yeah.
that it does not conform to their mandates.
The AMM's mandate to try and do
Yeah. Yeah, but they were, they gave a really good response as to exactly
yeah.
why. And I just didn't want anybody to get there tomorrow and be disappointed or be expecting it.
Oh.
This came in, I wanted you to know as we knew.
We'd probably really be disappointed.
But I still just like to make sure you know what's not going to be there now.
Yeah, good.
This is the same one that where Cindy was speaking to at the AMM.
Correct.
Before and all that, and they got voted down, and then she brought it back again up here.
In a different form. Odd though, if it's not the mandate as explained here, if it's not the mandate, maybe it was odd it wasn't explained as such, and then this wouldn't have come back to us for a second draft to try again.
Okay.
We got 4 minutes.
Okay, so what I'm going to do is just get that all that out for you. I didn't know if you'd like to speak to it at all, but if you want to speak, you have to sign in.
I guess only if there's something. That's what I understand.
Mr. Saxon, would you like to speak? Okay. Just, we always like to make sure we follow the rules.
Yes, thank you for asking.
That's not there. So we got to come out of this one, though, right?
We've just got to wait till the 1:30 mark, but I just wanted to be prepared.
Thank you, Colleen.
This is when a minute seems long, eh?
Yeah. I'm afraid to speak.
Oh, no, please do.
Thank you.
Does that mean it's 1 o'clock or is it a wake up call?
My blood sugar's just getting low.
Do you need something?
No, I'm fine.
Oh, is that what that was? Okay, can we have a mover to come out of the regular council meeting and go into the hearing, please?
Okay.
Seconder?
Stead.
All in favor?
Aye.
All information has been circulated as per the Planning Act. We also have made sure that anything that was to come in would be registered. We've received nothing in writing, and we've received nothing verbally. So we have no concerns that have been brought forth to council.
So do we have a mover then?
To come out of this now?
Oh, okay. Can we have a mover to come out?
Instead.
Seconder?
Here.
All in favor?
Aye.
Carried.
Okay, so now you make your decision, and of course I leave it but you tell me.
Can we have a mover for this, please?
And you're approving it?
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm in favor, McDougall.
All seconder, McDougall. All in favor? Aye. Carried. Done.
We'll get your resolution out to you. Thank you so much for coming through.
Thank you. And can I just quickly ask, how long does that normally take?
I'm going to let you ask planning out front.
Okay.
So that, you know what, you deal with that on your
own.
Yeah.
Okay. Thank you so much. And one last question. May I remove the thing with my name on the front of my yard?
You're so allowed.
No, yes. Good. Okay.
It was, no, it was for your variation, right?
Yes.
Yeah,
yeah,
yeah, for sure.
Okay.
No, that's
thank
completed.
You.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Nice. Thank you. Thanks. Okay.
What have we got left here?
In camera.
Oh. So can we have a mover to come out of regular council meeting and go in camera then?
It's good.
Second there?
Okay.
All in favor?
Aye.
Carried.
Okay, so resolution in regards to the Public Works Committee. Whereas it is deemed beneficial to have full council as members of the Public Works Committee, now therefore be it resolved that all of council is hereby appointed to the Public Works Committee.
Mover.
Instead.
Seconder.
I'll second
that. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Okay, and whereas Deputy Reeve Honkey has submitted his resignation from the Whitemouth Reynolds North Whiteshell Waste Management Facility, now therefore be it resolved that Reeve Amaragan be hereby appointed as a representative from the Rural Municipality of Whitemouth.
Do we have to
name mover?
McDougall.
Seconder?
Stead.
All in favor?
Aye.
Can we name an alternate?
You betcha. And be it further resolved that Councillor Stead be hereby appointed as an alternate. Okay, so I'm just clarifying that then. It's been moved by Councillor McDougall and seconded by Councillor Stead, correct?
Yes, correct.
Everybody's comfortable with that
yes,
resolution?
Yes, all in favor, yes, carried.
Nope. Adjourn?
That's it? We're done?
That's what you've told me to do?
Yep.
Okay.
I'll move.
Seconder?
I'll second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. At 2:55. Very good. Thank you.